Meditation on Suppressed Emotions from Marika Messager. Finding a comfortable position to sit, either on a chair or on the floor, cross-legged if you can. Gently closing your eyes and allowing your hands to rest on your thighs, palms facing up. Starting with a few deep breaths in and out through the nose. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Long, deep breath. Finding that place of stillness and alignment within. And I would like you to visualize yourself outside in nature. It might be a place you know, a place you don't know. What we know is that it's a place where you feel safe and secure. And you start to wander around and you hear the sound of a waterfall. And you feel drawn by the waterfall. You slowly walk, following the sound of the water, making your way just under the waterfall. It's a safe place to sit, a safe place to rest. The water is warm, just the perfect temperature, and it pours down on you, through you, allowing the water to cleanse you, purify you, removing all the emotional debris within yourself. Allowing the water to heal you, going through the top of your head, your throat, your heart, your stomach, your legs, your feet. Your whole body is being cleansed and purified by the water. Allowing toxic emotions to be released. Being fully engaged in your own process of healing, fully present, asking for the cleansing of your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies. Feeling lighter and lighter. And now you're going to leave the waterfall and find a quiet place to sit in nature. You feel safe and you feel secure. And we're going to work on your emotional body. Allowing a negative emotion to come and to expand within you so that it can be healed and released. So I want you to allow any negative emotion, whether it's fear, guilt, shame, grief, anxiety, to grow within you. And you might want to feel and think about special events that happened throughout your life when you were a child, a teenager, or later in your adult life. Seeing yourself in these particular moments, giving yourself permission to revisit how it felt at the time. Willingly feeling the feeling to completion. Allowing this feeling to expand, to take the space it needs to take, staying with the discomfort, staying with the pain, and giving it space, and breathing into it. And asking yourself, what was that? Why did I feel like that? What is my lesson? What can I do differently now in my life? So that I don't feel like this again. Do I need to forgive someone? Do I need to forgive myself? How can I heal that? Asking for the pain to show you and to guide you. And breathing into it. And you may notice that as you give space, as you give permission for the feeling to be felt, as you breathe into it, it passes. It allows you to understand and to gain clarity on why this toxic emotion was there. Connecting with not only the lesson, but also the gift. What's the gift of this pain? How has it changed you, transformed you? Can you find a space within yourself where you're grateful for what happened? Because it allowed you to be who you are today. And breathing into this gratitude. Breathing into this shift of perspective. Allowing this sense of liberation and of release to expand within yourself. And breathing into it deeper and deeper. And connecting with this space within that has now been created. This expanded ability to feel and to stay with feelings and emotions. Feeling them through completion. Learning from them and being able to take inspired actions from them. Connecting with the emotional master within you. Understanding emotional intelligence this ability to feel all feelings willingly, purposely. And finding the stillness and the peace within. Again, knowing that this space within you is a space you can always access. It's always there. And the more you practice, the easier you find your inner peace and your emotional truth. And in a few moments' time, you will open your eyes. Before you do that, again, connect with this space within of stillness and peace that you have created. By taking responsibility and ownership of how you feel. And taking responsibility of your own healing and transformation. And you can now open your eyes, feeling still, aligned, and clear.